And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we have a fun show for you today. We got the man, Bruce Smith, is joining us this morning from East County Bait and Tackle. Fantastic fishing guide and a big part of the Friends of San Diego City Lakes. We're going to be talking tap water fishing, saltwater fishing. We're going to be talking the state of our lakes. Just a lot of great show. Pete Gray is still out in Montana. Maybe we'll get a little trout report from him. And you got Corey and I hanging with you for 2 hours this morning. You stay tuned. It's going to be a fun one. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
In 1976, Ford F-Series became America's best-selling truck. For nearly half a century, Ford has been passing mile markers and hitting milestones, leaving the competition behind as the best-selling truck brand in California. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to keep driving that success forward. Ford F-Series, on the road to 50 years of leadership. Let's go! Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and so stoked to be in the studio this morning. Good friends and good conversation,
no
man.
No doubt, man. Yeah, gonna have a great time here this morning. Bruce, it's been a minute. Glad to have you back in here, buddy.
Yeah. I'm so stoked you guys bring me back in here, twice a year, but I just love coming on the show. It's always just the best, you know.
And you wear a lot of hats.
I try to keep my foot in the door, yeah.
Well, you do, man. Yeah. This is certainly fun, and what a great time of year. I don't know how you and Pete got it, you know, set, but like, just everything. Your old haunts here with the bluefin fishing going so crazy it is right now.
Yeah.
You know, springtime here, fantastic fishing, you know, availability in your current spots, both at ECBT and the great guide service that you run. Mm. Unfortunately, perfect time to have you here as part of the San Diego City Lakes with the, you know, I would call it tragedy that's going on in the water. There's just so many things going on, and you're at the focal point of all of it.
Boy, I guess so. I don't know if I want to be, but here I am. We're dead center here.
No doubt, man.
With the lake levels and whatever that are decreasing all the time. They're pulling water out, but the fishing is actually exceptional.
That's great.
You know, LCAP is really good right now. You can walk the bank, kayak, float tube. You can't launch a boat, obviously, but the fishing is off the hook, off the chain, right now.
I hate that you can't go launch your boat and fish there. It's a travesty to everybody that's into it.
Yeah.
But there is a level of cool factor that it's just shore pounding or whatever vessel you can put in the back of your truck and put it in the water.
Yeah, if you can get an aluminum boat in there without putting anything in the water, then you can go for it. Put a little outboard, put a slapping outboard on it, six horse or something.
How cool is that, actually?
Yeah, so it makes it really intimate. I'll bet. And the float tubing, the kayaks, and whatever. So that's good. That in that manner, it's great.
Yeah. You know what I dig about that, Bruce, is you don't have to deal with the wakeboarders.
No.
The jet skis.
No.
There's no car top or wakeboard boat ripping around.
But it does force everybody more towards San Vicente. You know, so San Vicente is more crowded than it used to be.
And what about Otay?
And then Otay is just hanging tough.
Yeah.
They're just still launching boats there. It hasn't dropped below the launch ramp yet.
So explain, why are they dropping the lake levels? Like,
what it comes down to...
Or is that too low of a question?
No, it's not, because I think everybody knows, and I'm not gonna call out anybody or whatever, but except for the city council or the mayor's...
The people that make the decisions.
The people that make the decisions. Yeah. And what it is, and everybody knows this, is that the city's in deficit.
Right.
You see them scrambling to grab this big money grab, you know, with the parking meters and whatever else to find money for this deficit.
And so are they selling the water?
The lakes are there, and it's free water. So they don't have to buy water. So they're just pulling the water out of the lakes. And this policy changed in 2022. So... That's the big deal. The lakes used to be an emergency storage vessels. And they were never used.
And
they were just
so
they were always full, basically.
Yeah. So the water that we
I'm sorry,
use
go
on
ahead.
Our,
no, I you have me all lathered up here. I'm sorry, but so they used to purchase the explain it to me
and the
listeners. So they used to buy it from the Colorado River.
And this is very simplified terms too. So because it's very complicated.
Yeah.
But so they used to just buy the water
from
the Colorado River or from up north. An aqueduct, and then use that water for San Diego. All the lakes were used for storage emergency purposes. Mm-hmm. And except for several companies like Sweetwater or Alvarado or whatever, and they have an allotment, mm-hmm. which is totally legal, and they take their allotment, and then it's all good.
Yeah, part of it.
It's part of it. But in 2022, they changed the policy, and they started using the water in the lakes. And to facilitate so they didn't have to buy as much water from up north because the water from up prices, Colorado River water, went up in price. So they started using the water out of the lakes. Well, it's like, hey, we got – now they see what they can do, and they start pulling more and more. And now it's just like they are just –
some was good. More will be even better.
Yes, they're just draining the lakes at this point. Like,
so sad.
It's so bad. Like, I mean, they are way down the – San Vicente's 100 feet down.
100 feet?
Pretty much.
Oh,
it's like 80
God.
To...
Wow. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
100, almost 100 feet down. Now, granted, San Vicente, they raised the dam.
Right.
So San Vicente is still above high water mark from the old dam. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But it's all that new water in San Vicente, that's basically gone at this point.
So I know a few years ago there were issues, or a handful of years ago, there were issues with the dams, and they fixed one, and they realized the Hodges these others had issues with the dam, so they drew it down because of the quote-unquote dam issues?
Yeah.
Like what?
That's a whole other deal, is the dam issues. And that's one of the reasons, that's another reason that the lakes aren't as full as they should be, is because they can't bring the water up because they never fixed the dams.
Yeah. Okay.
The infrastructure was never there. The city council keeps pushing it off. Like, well, we'll let this next city council put, you know, and that happened for 50 years.
Wow.
Those dams are 110 years old. There's holes in them. So they can't. So then the thing at Lake Orville happened with the spillway.
Yeah.
And so the state came in and said, and started looking at all the dams and said, no, this one's not good. LCAP's not good. Hodges is terrible. You know, and then
so
they started pointing fingers at these dams and saying you can only bring them up to a certain level.
I mean, almost every one of them, honestly. Lake Morena.
Yeah, Lake Morena. Mean, yeah, they're all very old. Like, I mean, you know,
we
don't have a new reservoir here. I mean,
they're
all over 70 years old.
Well,
I think Hodges is 110.
I think the newest that is inaccessible is Olevenhein, which is...
Okay, so Olevenhein is relatively new, yes.
Eastern Encinitas,
above Lake Hodges.
Above Lake Hodges,
Rancho Santa Fe.
Yeah.
We have no access.
No access, no.
I have such a passion for our San Diego City lakes,
uh-huh.
myself. I mean, I'm not deep into it at all like you, but they're such a beautiful place. Like, there's incredible fishing. And I can remember back, and we haven't talked about this, so I don't know if I'm bringing up another loaded question, but like the days of Larry Botroff and Jim Brown.
See, that's what we know, and that's why it affects us so deeply,
yeah.
is because we know how good they can be.
Exactly.
And how good they were.
Bruce, I don't think very many, I bet you 99 out of 100 people don't even realize the Florida strain bass that is known across the western United States was brought in by the city of San Diego in the Upper Otay.
In the Upper Otay. That's where
crazy?
Every
That's,
Clear Lake, Diamond Valley,
all of them.
Casitas,
yeah.
all of
Castaic,
them.
All of those big 20-pounders and whatever came from Upper Otay.
How cool is that?
They all came from there. In fact, it produced such big fish that the state of Texas came and took their fish from Upper Otay. You hear everything from Texas that's going on. That's from Upper Otay.
All the share alums, 13-pounders,
yes,
started their life in Upper Otay.
Yes, because they get bigger than Florida fish.
Yeah.
I bet you very few realize that whole story. They were brought in by the city of San Diego.
It's an incredible story.
Yeah. And they brought in a small batch and let them grow and reproduce.
Yeah.
And let nobody touch it.
Right.
And then they spread it to all the lakes.
Yes,
and that was,
yeah.
I think, in the, like, 50s, 60s?
60s.
60s,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now yet in yet another body of water that you can't go catch a fish in right now.
Oh, and that one died, too.
Yeah.
They killed that
that's
one.
That's what I'm saying.
That's from runoff.
The saddest thing.
That is the super, that is.
Which one?
The birth of
Upper Otay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they bunch of construction around it and the
I
runoff.
Mean, yeah, they're putting homes everywhere.
Yeah.
In Walker Valley.
And then so the runoff killed Upper Otay. Oh, it's totally dead. Mosquito fish. And it has been since 2016, 2014.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Incredible. And they used to stock trout in there.
Yeah.
Catch and release Nebraska tailwalkers in the wintertime for the float tubers.
That's so cool.
So how do you, as a lake guide, how do you make it? Where do you make it? Like, what? I mean,
it's Upper Otay and San Vicente at this point obviously we can't.
Lower Otay,
yeah. And Lower Otay. And then I've kind of expanded now up into Diamond Valley and Skinner, mm-hmm. which are fishing fabulous.
Incredible fisheries.
And full. And
full because they're outside
kind
of San Diego.
Yeah, kind of expanding a little bit to run more days up on other lakes.
I can't imagine how frustrating it must be to go to a Skinner or a DVL and see all the water in there and know that, you know.
It's frustrating. It cost me $100 to go up there.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know?
But yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just to see the amount of water. Like, they're full. They're full.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're just the opposite down here. Like the lowest we've ever seen El Cap.
Like such a, I mean, like you say, it's so low you cannot access the launch ramp. The launch ramp, I know you
Oh no,
it,
it's way
you
know, down.
You go down there, like
down.
When you're at the water's edge, you have to look behind you over your shoulder a long way up the hill before the concrete ends.
And they're just pulling right now, just pulling, like over a foot a week. Like,
and all that's going to
the city.
The city of San Diego.
Yeah. So they're using it. So like it goes to like Lake Murray. And then from Lake Murray to they're just using it.
Yeah.
That's what they're using.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, the fishing that is going on right now, where is the best of fish? Is it El Cap with your car topper? Is Otay fishing well?
Oh, I would say
obviously
El Cap.
A terrible shame that the water is so down, but with that said, still some great fishing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, Barrett's opening this month. That's going to be absolutely off the hook. But but El Cap for sure is, and it's getting crowded too. I mean, it's the secret's out. The shad spawn's going on. They're right on the bank. They're pushing stuff up on the bank and literally doing the whole orca thing, chasing shad and flopping on the bank.
Oh, that's so cool.
In the mornings, first thing in the morning.
It's good. Which lake is that?
El Cap.
El Cap.
Yeah.
Incredible. And it's crazy because the state, I mean, most states are worried about the mussel and, you know, the whole thing,
uh-huh.
quagga mussel.
Yeah.
I think in some fisheries, I mean, if you're not the city and having to deal with the byproduct of the weight of them and equipment, but it's enhanced the fishery incredibly, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's
and
awesome.
Havasu is a shows just how much it has influenced, because Havasu was like sterile before
Before the mussels?
Before quagga mussels.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they got these quagga mussels and it just like, it blew up. And
yeah.
All this food chain happened and whatever. And they put in a lot of cages and whatnot, fish habitats.
Oh, okay.
To help out.
But the mussel, like an elk.
They don't hurt us, fishermen.
Right.
In fact, they probably help us.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways.
Well, El Cap used to be a really kind of a murky, dirty lake. And then
yeah,
they
no, it's still
it
dirty. It's still dirty.
But it cleaned it up
yeah.
much
yeah, yeah.
more so
yeah.
than what it used to be.
Yeah.
And it gave a food source to the bluegill
uh-huh.
and,
red ear.
And the panfish.
Corey's one of the few guys I know that is a quagga proponent, man. I mean,
well,
I don't say this in the funnest way, but like
yeah.
a guy that likes fishing panfish, man, he's like, boy, that... Because water got a little cleaner, and those things went from the size of your cell phone to the size of a football pretty fast.
Like big time. I mean, there's some over 3 pounds in there, right?
Yeah. Oh, in San Vicente there.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, my partner, you know, Jim Edwards, he used to grab boats and whatever here, got a 3.5 pound red ear 2 weeks ago.
That is crazy.
Wow.
That's legit.
It's so big.
3.5 pounds?
Red ear, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, out
That's
of San Vicente.
And it just added a food source, cleaned the water.
Uh-huh.
You know, they filter the water.
Yeah.
Give a food source.
Yeah.
And they give a food source to the bass.
Well, yeah. It all adds up. It all, you know, goes up the chain.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool. That's very
and things going on in East County Bait and Tackle going good? I mean, is
yeah, good? Other than, you know, people are still going fishing.
Of course.
Even with the low lake level. So we're doing okay. Yeah. East County's doing good.
Now, what about the Bass Tournament Series that you guys are a part of? Right?
They have their own series of a team tournament. And it's once a month. It's like the first 5 months of the year.
Okay.
And in fact, we have one more tournament to go.
Okay.
And then the Tournament of Champions. I believe Jake and Jackson are in first right now for Angler of the Year points. Yeah.
I love that, you know, because I know you've participated in all types, but I really like the team format style.
Oh,
of
yeah.
Bass fishing. Tell us a little bit about that and then what the opposite to that would be. Just, you know, because a lot of our guys don't know necessarily how any of that bass fishing tournament works,
but
it's a really cool format that you guys run.
Yeah, in fact, most tournaments, smaller tournament series are team formats. Like so it costs $300 to enter, so it does take a little bit of money to enter, and it makes it worthwhile. You know, it kind of filters out a lot of people that are just going fishing. So it's $300 to enter, $150 a piece, 2 people per boat, biggest five fish, over 13 inches. You call out through the day and weigh in your biggest 5 fish at the end of the day. East County is running the biggest tournament series right now as far as number of boats go. It's anywhere from 25 to 45 boats per
awesome.
Tournament.
Wow, great.
Yeah, so there's a payout there.
Yeah.
You know, you'll come away with $3,000 or whatever
That's
at the
awesome.
End of the day. So, and I said, like I said, it's 5 tournaments a year, and then you add up points for the end of the year. You have Tournament of Champions, which is free for the top guys, and that's just more money that you can get without putting out any more. And it's just a local tournament series. You normally we have 3 lakes, San Vicente, El Cap, Lower Otay. This year it's only been run on 2 lakes, and that differs from regular. Like big time tournaments, in that big time tournaments are like single individuals. Like, so Havasu, you're basically going as this coming week is you're going fishing by yourself.
Right.
And you're fishing against 140 other guys by yourself. But team series is you have a partner.
I've always liked that, you know, and I've seen, you know, when it's a pro and a second person, then there's always the thought like, well, you know, you're fishing against the guy that you're with and maybe the boat isn't positioned right for that person or I just love the fact that like you and your bud, if you have an off day, your bud's carrying the team, vice versa.
Oh yeah. 100%.
I've been putting all the fish in the tank and everything's good, but Bruce has just been fishing for big ones and he caught the kicker. Whatever that scenario is, I like it.
There's those strategies.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, do you see, like, well, these guys kick ass every time we're at San Vicente. Like, they know that place better than anything.
Oh, yeah.
Otay, it's open to everybody, but, man, look out for X
and it's funny,
over here.
It's like, funny, you know who's really good this year, and it's a very close, tight race, is John Bell and Craig Taylor.
Yeah, that's cool.
And John Bell used to run the New Loan.
Yeah.
Craig Taylor used to be running the Shogun, work on the Shogun. And those two guys are just killing it.
That's how awesome. Crazy.
And it's kind of because the lakes have set up, in my opinion, maybe they'll tell you different, but that for them and the way they fish, they're very good at San Vicente and they're very good at Otay. And I think if we had El Cap in the mix, then they maybe
might have done as well. Might leave some room for somebody else to wedge in on
them. Yeah, but with this year, with the only two lakes, they're super good. And
cool.
they won, like, the first 3 out of 5 tournaments.
Wow, that's rad.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you said one – I'm sure they're both teams, the two hammers. They're both great. But, like, one guy tends to be better on one lake and the other guy tends to be better.
Oh, no. They're both good at both lakes.
Okay, gotcha. It just feeds into what they're doing.
Yeah. Their style.
Sure.
They fish a lot of light line. They fish small baits, and they're really good with the forward facing, you know. And so, yeah.
That's fun.
How has that changed the freshwater community?
Oh, yeah. It is absolute game changer. But it comes, too, with mapping and the new trolling motors, you know, spot locks and whatever. But forward facing is like
the game.
It's the game. And if you're going to be competitive, you have to have it. And you have to understand, and you have to be good with it. It's not like you just put it on your boat and just start catching fish. You have to be good at it and understand how it works.
I bet you and John Bell and the boys you mentioned from the San Diego fleet.
Yeah, Taro.
understand that better than most of the guys.
We've been doing it for years, you know, so many years.
Right.
But it helps. Yeah, it gave us a leg up. For sure.
I'm sure it drastically shortened a learning curve that might exist for somebody that doesn't have to, that hadn't looked at a sonar every day of their life for a bunch of years previous to that.
Yeah, we don't mind, like, going and just looking for fish.
Sure, yeah.
And scanning.
It's half your game.
Yeah.
In
like
your previous
bluefin,
office.
You know, like bluefin or whatever, creek channels, how they relate to deep water structures and they're suspended above them or whatever. So we can go out and, like, understand it. You're looking for single fish or a school of fish just, like, in the middle of the lake or in the middle of a cove when a lot of people don't get that.
When previous to that technology, that fish was virtually
untouched,
unfindable and uncatchable and everything else. Like, it might as well not have existed, and now it does.
Yeah. Well, it was like death, you know, like suspended fish. Yeah. Like, oh, they're all suspended, so we're not going to catch anything
today.
Now we're looking for suspended fish because they actually bite really good.
You see them. I'm sure you see it on your screen. Like, oh, these things are screwed. It's on. We're about to.
Oh yeah.
Hang on. And just tie it. Tie up a couple more. Let's back off of these things and get ready. We're about to do some business.
And I'm curious how much of your guiding business are individuals who want to learn that.
A number of guys will come out and we just do.
And you're willing to teach them.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That is a big game.
Yeah, we'll show them the electronics, teach them how to work baits, keep it above the fish, how they react, which fish is fish, you know, telling them from a red ear, from a catfish to a largemouth to a crappie and how they move and how they react to certain baits and whatever.
That's huge.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you talk
huge
about,
learning curve.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like this whole other world.
Yeah. Well, I talk about money well spent, though, to be able to stand next to a person who's already got it dialed. I mean, you're gonna shorten a season's worth of frustration for a few $100 and a few quick lessons.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There it is.
Man, I dig it.
We've got a fun show ahead of us today, right?
I
know it, man.
Set to go tuna fishing this week, and that just blew up my everything, man.
Exactly.
I'm spinning with having Bruce in here this morning.
I know it. I'm looking forward to a fun 2 hours with Bruce and all the knowledge from East County Bait and Tackle, a tournament series, forward-facing sonar, the San Diego City Lakes issues. Oh, my gosh. Hey, if you want to join us, please do so. Jeff's waiting for you at the fan there at 833-288-0973, or you can text us via the app right there. If you haven't downloaded the app, it's super easy. It says right there, text the show, and you can send a message to Rick and I. You definitely want to make sure you include your name and your telephone number, because at the end of the show, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Mission Bell out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Go fishing with Cameron.
Man, what a season those guys have had. And it's been so fun to watch, you know, the Cameron take over the boat and a fun family operation, and then just watching those guys start to really put it together. And the boat is so popular and has been just kicking butt, man. It's really cool.
I know.
Very fun to watch.
And Cameron's such a good guy. I mean, how do you not want to go fishing with him?
That's
right?
It, man. They're doing it the right way.
Known him since he was this tall.
Isn't that crazy? I know. It's just,
and now here he is, a family man.
Very fortunate to have him in our fleet. So if you want to join us, I'll give you the number again. 833-288-0973. A full 2 hours with Bruce. Not only his guide service, East County Bait and Tackle, but just a good old guy. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star Sports fishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaboard, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaboard Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and just having good times, talking good fish. And if you want to join us, you can do so at 833-288-0973 or send us a text via the app. Make sure you include your name and telephone number. Giving away a full-day trip on the Mission Bell.
We were just talking during the break a little bit about this great bluefin fishing. And again, we'll take them how we can get them, all the ways. Don't get me wrong. There's been some incredibly fun nighttime killer big fish stops. But, boy, the fact that
daytime,
the high, high percentage of this bluefin we're catching right now is sunshining, grab a sardine out of the bait tank, pin it on the right way, make a cast, and hook your tuna is just so nice, man.
Yeah. Bruce fired up
the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Great.
That's... That whole 24-hour-a-day thing, man. Two crews on the boat and whatever. That's rugged. Yeah, it's rugged. But, I like the daytime fishing. I like plunker fishing is what my whole thing was. I just love that two or three going the whole time.
Everyone means something. When you got a bite, you got a bite because you picked out a really good bait and you put the hook where it should have been.
Right.
And you made a good cast at the right time.
Ran
and
up to the bow.
Yes. The bait got away from the boat. You went through 10 baits in a row, and on your 11th, when that thing hit the water, thing's going to get a bite.
Yep.
This is going to get a bite. And then it happens. Yeah. Those are the ones you earn, and they feel so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
Do you miss the sport boat fishing at all? I mean, is that...
A little bit. And I keep threatening. I'm like, I'm going to go with Taro. I'm going to go out there on that Liberty and go catch some yellowtail and whatever. And I just haven't... Like, I look at my reels and stuff up on the rafters, and I'm like, God, I got to rebuild those. I got to go through those and re-lube them up, all my Newells and Accurates and whatnot and Shimano's.
They're asking for it. They just want
to put you
back in the game, coach.
There's a lot of true lines up there and old Seekers and whatever, Long Beach Seekers and whatnot, so... But, yeah, they need to get used, for sure.
but Pyramid Lake and the lakes just consuming your time
and fulfill
your fishing.
Always fishing.
Yeah, the fishing's, right. Fishing. The fishing's not slacking.
Yeah.
That particular rod isn't seeing the light
exactly.
Right now. I love
it.
That's cool. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Bruce. Corey, why don't we jump into it?
And they are full. Let's talk to Alex calling from San Carlos. Good morning, Alex. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cook Up.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys. I've always wondered if... if you can fish like the San Diego River, like near like Santee, Mission Valley, Grantville, I don't even know if there's anything in there. I was just curious that, you know, I drive by it all the time. I was curious to see if there's anything in there, anything good to fish.
Great question.
Yeah, and it is, there is a, it's actually pretty darn good fishery. I consider it almost more of a trophy fishery. There's a lot of big ones in there. I was, last time I went in to the lakes off of Magnolia, and I hope I don't get too much trouble for this, but you can park right there off Magnolia and walk in. There's a little bit of shore access, but it's really float tube friendly is what you need. Kayak float tube friendly because it's super overgrown. And, but quite a few big fish in there. I wouldn't call it, if you went in there and caught 10 fish, you'd be having a really stellar day.
Okay.
But you can go in there and catch 2 or 3 or 5 fish, and one of them is going to be like 4 or 5 pounds.
That's cool.
You know, and then 2 years ago, there was a 13 caught out of there.
Wow.
And whatever. So, yeah, there's some big ones. And you can see why, because it's super overgrown.
And
like, it's just way off the banks, okay. And they can get so far back in there that nobody can even touch
but,
them.
But to help disperse part of the, you know, conversation is there's good fishing in the lower Mission, you know, Mission Valley area, too.
And down there, too.
Exceptional.
Towards below Admiral Baker, Mission Valley.
Like, I've done some of that.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. No, it's well, legit.
What's up?
Yeah. You just have to beat down the homeless to get to it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And that's another thing is, too, yeah. So you have to be careful of your surroundings.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Who is around you at all times.
But that's why I mention it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a lot of high school hours logged into every little pool, you know, this piece of Santee, like you can park up here and walk down inside. But all of it is very worthy of exploration, especially if you're a kid. It's free.
Yep.
It's open every single day of the week.
Yep.
You can go after school. You can go after work. You know, like there's, and like you said, it's float tube is the deal.
Tremendous opportunity for kids, teenagers, and whatever. It warms my heart to have that there for them.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's still pretty wild. I mean, it's exceptional fishing, but it's still a very, like, wild setting.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Wild setting. It's all in the river bottoms, you know. So you got to, again, you have to be careful going running around down there.
And a friendly one, too, is Mission Trails, the Kumeyaay Lake. I forget the name of it.
I used to fish that before they turned into a campground.
Yeah.
So they have a campground there now. I don't know if they charge to get in there or what, but that used to be pretty good fishing there.
Well, you can
Every lake all the way down to the ocean has fish in it.
It's fishy.
Yeah.
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 And the harder to get to, probably the better that it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Alex, you just got to go do it. I think that's just one of those things that, you know, you got to find an access point and find some time to go do it. And
Google Earth is your friend.
For sure.
Yep. Yeah. Google Earth is your friend when it comes to that. A lot of them will be fenced. So, you know, Admiral Baker, you weren't going to be able to get in there.
Right.
On the golf course. But below above Admiral Baker.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yep.
Alex, good luck, man. That's cool. That got me fired up to go do that, too.
Yeah, it's just a good inner city, fun place to go fishing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I had a fun one from John in Rancho San Diego's at Texas. Wow, what a great start to the show. Very fun to have Bruce back on the air, and nice to hear a little San Diego City Lakes talk. Bruce, I was wondering if you could explain why Cuyamaca is a no-catch-and-release lake, and what are your thoughts about percentages of fish that get caught in city lakes and taken home? I'm guessing it's mostly trout and catfish. They go home. What about bass? I've always heard the theory that it's better for bass to be taken out of lakes for stunting growth, et cetera. I just wanted to hear your thoughts.
So the whole catch and release thing stems from trout fishing, and they put trout in there. They don't want people catch and releasing because they are fishing bait for the most part, and they're trying to cull up. And if you're fishing a treble hook with power bait, a lot of times they swallow it down, and you're trying to get the hook out of the trout. You throw it back because it's too small and it doesn't make it. Well, that fish is dead anyway. So they frown on catch and release. I've been round and round with the Rangers about this and multiple different lakes, Dixon, Cuyamaca, and Wolford, and blah, blah, everybody, because we're fly fishermen, mm-hmm. and that's what we did. Like, it wasn't worth it for us to go to Dixon, and I use Dixon as an example, to go to Dixon and catch 5 fish or 3 fish and keep them and then go home, because it was expensive, and we were very good about releasing the fish.
Sure.
We had barbless hooks and small flies,
yeah,
and we could go in and catch 20 fish at a day, and, you know, like, it was great.
And your fish
opportunity
that's got an 18 barbless hook in its lip that just gets slid back out, and he slips right.
Right.
No worry
right.
for the wear.
Yeah, and we're just using it for practice up at Crowley and whatever. So, but then you can't do it for just a certain population of fly fishermen. You have to include everybody, and everybody. If you're including everybody, everybody's going to be using power bait or whatever else that doesn't work that way. So you have to. So the fly fishermen get lumped into the non-catch and release group, and but that's why they don't want the catch and release because they're trying to cull bigger fish, and then and you're just killing them anyway.
Right.
So and then the bass.
Yeah.
You know,
what's your thoughts on that? I've always heard that same thing. I don't know one way or the other, and I'm curious.
So now there's a big push to keep bass because we feel that there's not, like in San Vicente, like the whole population of bass seems to be getting smaller. So if we start keeping more bass, less mouths in the lake to feed per acre with the amount of bait that's in the lake, then the fish will get bigger.
And if you go back, like the 70s and the 80s were like the pinnacle, like early 90s were the pinnacle of Hodges and San V and Otay, and these lakes pump out so many 10-plus pound fish, and then it went to catch and release, okay, because a lot of those were harvested.
Like most of them were dead, were killed.
But here's, in my mind, and tell me if I'm right or wrong, in that era, those big fish, 10-plus, were harvested, but then allowed the 3- to 5-pounders to move in to become now a 10-pounder.
Yeah, yeah,
And then it went to catch and release, and it seemed like those 10-pounders became 15-pounders, but they owned the rock. They didn't let the 3- to 5-pounders become the next big one, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's one way to look at it, yeah.
And so in 25 years, like you're saying, it's such a huge population of small fish.
Yes, yeah. Now there's too many.
Right.
Yeah,
so
too many
we've reached that point.
Yeah.
And harvesting a few is actually...
Yeah, and it comes down to how productive the lake is as far as watersheds go and the water quality and whatever. That's a huge part of it, too. We just had a big to deal with Matt Lucero from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. He came and did a big seminar for us for the Friends of the Lake. So they put it together. We had like 70, 80 people there.
That's cool.
And did a slide presentation. And he went over all the productivity of the watersheds and each of the lakes which ones were better than others and how the growth rates of all the lakes and whatever.
How cool.
Yeah, yeah. It was a great informative seminar.
I do still like and smile, or chuckle, whatever you want to call it, when you flip through the old school pages of like the Lunker Bill Murphy book and you see a grass, at home grass photo of a stringer with, there's a 10 and 2/8 and a couple
12.
Of things.
Yeah, being crucified right now.
In the kitchen photo holding an 11 pounder.
Yeah, in the kitchen. Don't you love that?
But here's the
paneling on the wall, like in the kitchen, cig still hanging out of the mouth, like here's my 12,
And it's crazy, right? And he would be crucified today, but those fish were turned over and turned over. There were 10-pounder after 10-pounder.
They were. There were. They showed how many there were in there.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, speaking of a great fishery and one that I know a lot of people are sore missing, and that's down at the East Cape, and John Ireland, and John's on the line this morning. John, great to hear from you, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Corey. Hello, Jeff. Well, there might be an opportunity for some of the old Rancho Lanera guests to come down and still enjoy some fishing. I'm going to be renting out my guest house and my sport fisher. And actually, there are other boats available as well. Although a lot of the old Rancho Lanera cat hunts are still available. Eddie's going to be running my operation.
So I love this, John.
Some of the old crew for sure. Gabby's involved as well. Pamela's going to be answering the phone. The house is my guest house. It's got 3 in-suite rooms. Real nice house. And it's on our compound up the main house with a huge swimming pool, a vanishing edge swimming pool. So it's really, really a nice place to stay. My boat's a 32-foot lure sport fisher. And I set it up for chasing the tuna. I love to go out and chase the elephant around. It's got a 30-knot cruise, so it really gets you out to the fish and get you on them. The fishing this year has been interesting. I don't know whether anybody's been calling in and reporting. But the water is already up to about 82 degrees.
Wow.
Which is real, real warm. Yeah. They were releasing blue marlins late March.
Jeez. Wow. No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe it or not. And also the yellowfin bites have been off the board early in the season. They've slowed a little bit right now, but I expect it to kick back up. I think the average fish for 2 or 3 weeks running was 40, 45 pounds. Really, really good fishing. So anyway, it's an opportunity for everybody and a lot of the old crews involved. And I just wanted to kind of get my foot back in the water. I miss you guys. So this is something I can do to hopefully everybody can enjoy it.
I'm so excited.
Here, I'll give you
John, I was just going to say, you know, still today at the tackle store now, you know, going on a couple years past, like, everybody says, well, I like it how it was. I miss the ranch and I miss fishing down there. And what do you think? And what's the closest? And what's like it? And I was just so excited to hear that if that's the vibe and the place and the thing that you like, that the option, it exists again in your own private, you know, your own private house, and you can go down with the buds or you can go down with your family and you can fish on, I love it. I love every bit about it. I'm so excited you're doing this.
Okay, Rick. Well, I expect you to come down and take advantage of it for sure. You too, as well, Corey. Like I say, it really is a real nice house, and it's all my stuff, my boat, my equipment, and everything. So, really a good experience for everybody. And you know, the ranch has such a good reputation. I wouldn't want to soil it by doing anything wrong this time around. And there are some of the old captains that are available, like Jorge. It was our number one most popular captain, certainly with the Pongas and all that. So they're fly fishing as well as using my boat if people are interested in mixing it up.
I love it. Well, I'm 100% in. I think it's such a cool way to come experience the East Cape, especially if you're a fan of going down to the ranch before, and just the fact that all the old crew is still part of it too. It just really makes me happy. And if somebody does want to take advantage, John, how do we do it?
Great. Yeah, it's phone is 725-500-5901, and Pamela will be answering the phone. The website is mesadelmar.mx, it's a real nice place, and I think it'd be a great opportunity for everybody.
mesadelmar.mx.
That's correct. Yeah, and the phone 725-500-5901. You can talk to Pamela.
I love it. John, I'm so I know how successful this is going to be, and more than anything, it's just an avenue for us that really miss coming down and fishing with you, an opportunity to do it again, and I'm sold, buddy. I'm really, really glad you're doing it. Really appreciate it. Wish you nothing but the best success, and man, keep us in touch and keep us in the loop on that great fishing, man. We miss our weekly East Cape report. I miss hearing your voice.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, this also gives me the opportunity to call in and touch base every once in a while. I miss it myself big time.
Good to have you, buddy. Appreciate it very much, John. MesaDelmar.mx. Really appreciate it, and I know you got Dallas and I coming down soon. I can tell you that much.
Okay, let me know, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you guys
Thanks,
soon.
John.
Thank you.
What a great opportunity,
I know,
right?
Pumped, man, that's cool. Just cause I know. When that went away, there just wasn't a replacement for it. It's not like you can't go fishing. It's one of those things. The water is still the same, and there's plenty of access to the water, but being on the water, there was just a little part of going down there. That ranch had just the cool, old-school vibe of Mexico. And, you know, there's so many other parts down there that are just trying to get away from that. And, like, I think so many fishermen were just, you know, that's what you want, you know. I want a cold Pacifico with my feet up looking at the water and kind of nothing else, you
know. Dude, to do nothing else but just hang out on the beach and catch rooster fish and have a great time,
man. Totally.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have more with Bruce Smith. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, AdventureandCamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out AdventureandCamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. AdventureandCamping.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Been having so much fun in the world headquarters, and we've got the catch report coming up, right? Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, is brought to us by Summit Gasoline in San Diego. It's at the sports arena right there. It's a place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know they also have, they're the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip. They have over 40 snacks, all at 89 cents, as well as sandwiches and frozen bait as well. Ice is nearly half the price of other places, only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. And if you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up, man, it's just crazy, right? And the best car wash in town, only $6. Summit Gasoline, free ice for the listeners, and always the lowest prices at the San Diego Sports Arena. And I told the story last week. Everybody was over $6 a gallon, Bruce.
Yeah.
$4.99 a gallon if you were paying cash.
Wow.
Right?
I said the corner gas station at my house, which is the same as Bruce, was $6.50. And that's $4.99 a gallon.
I saw it up to $7.
That's like, I was always the biggest one, like the, I don't give a, whatever, you know, like this right. this one's 2 cents. What's 2 cents going to deal for me? That's starting to be some real money.
It is real.
You're starting to talk about 25 and 30 bucks on a fill-up, like That's for real. That's becoming very for real.
The real deal.
Yeah, like to the point now where like I just keep $100 cash, you know, because the cash price is always cheaper at Summit than just firing your card in there, and like it is for sure become worth it for me to like make myself on Midway with an empty tank. Like you are going to save some actual real money.
It's worth driving 10 miles out of your way. Dude, Summit Gasoline, right there at the San Diego Sports Arena.
You got it, man. Well, hey, with that said, let's find out what's biting. We got him on the line, Captain Brian Woolley of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing's with us. What's up, Woolley?
Good morning, Brian.
Hey. Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Doing great, buddy.
Yeah, Roger. Right on. Man, water temps still in that good solid spot, 64 to 66. There was a little drop in at the beginning of the week. That stuff was 58 after some of that weather this weekend, but it bounced right back, which was great to see. One day it was 58. By the end of the day, it was like 62, so it made a good jump in that same day. So good solid water, so that didn't stop the action for the half-day guys for too long. Their calico bass fishing remained good this whole week. We fished with some really nice anchovies, our live bait, so that parlayed well into our whole bass program. So surface setups with light sliding egg sinkers, kicked out some nice bass for those guys. Sinker setups like reverse dropper loops, the guys going to the bottom, had some nice sand bass. A few nice calico bass like that off the bottom too. Some standout sheephead, you know, everyone thinks that that clam or that shrimp is a good sheephead bait, man. It's hard to keep a sheephead off a live anchovy as well. So some nice standout fish on that anchovy as well with those sheephead. And then some halibut in the mix too. 23 pounder this week for the guys on one of the half day trips as well. So that was a good addition. But, good bass action now. I'm telling you, the live bait, the rubber lures and the hard baits was all catching fish. Out deep in the rockfish, realm, that 14 mile bank, I know we've been off for a little bit, it finally turned on this week and it was biting really well. We knew it was just a matter of time with the right conditions out there. Solid limits a couple days out there on the primarily bank rockfish and chilies with some bigger boccaccio in there as well, but really good fishing on that bank rockfish. Double dropper loops with the anchovies, got lots of bites, and then the jig anglers fishing like the 250 to 300 gram in the chrome, the blue and pink, and like the light lime color all did really well out there also. Over at Catalina, we had a boat over there this week on a charter. They found some good bonito action along the east end there. Not too far up the back with some more good calico bass fishing for them. No real sign of yellowtail there, but the water did look good. Captain Mauricio reported he was on the Clemente over there, and he said that the water did look good, but they didn't really see any sign of that. So that was a good first trip over there for us. And then over at Clemente, the Fury did have some yellows in their count. That was last Sunday. I think they got them after I'd already reported to you guys. So they had that fish in their count. So it was smaller fish, under 12 pounds. And then that rockfish has been good there, but it's the fishing along the kelp that's been the jam. Marcus said that calico bass fishing really kind of turned on over there. They had 100-plus fish yesterday.
Ooh. Yeah, I heard some good calico out there. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been biting. Yeah, with 50 fish released. So you know that a lot of that fish was good, solid, keeper-grade fish. So that was really good. Sinker setups, guys going to the bottom, just roping the whitefish, the sheephead, just the usual players there. So,
how fun.
Solid week across the board. Yeah, really good fishing. It's amazing what a load of anchovy will do to your fishing.
Oh, totally. Loved anchovy.
Changes.
It totally does. It's the whole complexion changes. So great week for us. If you guys want to hop out with us this week, give the landing a call. I'm sure there's no problem getting a reservation during the week, 949-496-5794. But I will tell you that we've been busy on the weekend. So if you want a weekend fish with us, call ahead of time and make those reservations.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate a fantastic report. Love hearing that. Fun fishing going on at Dana Ward Sport Fishing. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week, Willie.
All right, guys. Thanks for the time. See ya.
Appreciate that very much. That's awesome. Well, hey, while we're waiting on our surf guru, I forgot. We talked about all the hats Bruce was wearing, the East County Bait and Tackle Guide, the Friends Lake. What about the podcast? How's things going?
Oh, it's good.
How's things going with the podcast?
Yeah. It's really jumped up in subscribers lately.
That's great.
And it's grown a lot here in the last few months. It was something happened. I don't know. YouTube algorithm grabbed us or something. And all of a sudden it just like, our views went through the roof and our subscribers went way up. And so just in the last couple of months, it's been good.
Yeah. How do we find it?
Well, it's on YouTube. It's okay. San Diego Bass Fishing Podcast. Okay. And try to put them out once a week.
I was actually sent a video you did on fishing the urchin. Fishing those spiny balls. Whatever you call them, the urchin.
Yeah. Urchin type baits, yeah.
Dude, I was like, you had me captivated. Like,
oh, right on.
I couldn't turn it off. I mean, you speak so well and you speak with passion. And
for me, that's what it takes. I got to have like something to talk about that I'm excited about, you know? And so, yeah. And, you know, obviously it just makes it a lot easier to sit in front of the camera and talk to somebody, not talk to nobody.
30 minutes later.
I was 30 minutes later, yeah. 30 minutes.
Seriously.
Yeah. But the urchins are. They're the hot deal.
Explain
right now.
That, yeah, because that's not going to be something that's easy to explain without the visual.
Can I just say,
sure,
before you say it, it's one of the strangest looking things.
Yeah.
Some people might consider it dumb.
Yeah.
Let's do this, but only because I want to give that its due time.
Yeah.
And speaking of urchin, you know, the actual thing and fish and the surf, we got the man, the surf guru,
yeah,
gun together.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't want to run that short because
we'll talk about it because
I know me and way more than I know me, I know Corey, and there is zero chance Corey is going to be able to talk about a new bait with enough time, and I want to make sure to talk to our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Gundy. Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
We're just having fun, buddy. We're having a lot of fun. How are you, man?
Yanking Corey's chain.
I know it. Dude, I look forward to your surf report, man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, we got some new players in the game. Really, the spot fin showed up on this full moon big time, That's in accordance. We had a couple over five in the LA Harbor area, and then San Diego had some catches. The one thing that slowed some guys' catches was little stretches of streaky, kind of off-color water, a little kelpy. But the whole key is to avoid that, you know. And there's plenty of clean water and some really nice catches this week. So, you know, you got to be willing to, if you go to your spot and it's not right, make a move. You know, don't stick your head in there and waste your time, you know, find that clean water. Strong full moon tides, better conditions, like I said, first strong spot pin run, more yellowfin croaker in the catch. We had some better quality halibut, sea bass, striped bass, leopards, all in the catch this week. Hook, line, sinker reported some quality fish, halibut showing this week, topped by a 37-inch halibut taken on a cherry berry flash minnow. That's a beautiful fish. That'll stop you right in the middle of the line, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, when that thing's at your ankles, that's a real one.
Oh, man, that one pulls on the sockets, you know, when you get hammered, it just comes tight. That's a great fish. Best bites been out west, Refugio, El Capitan, Haskell's, all had good catches. Good perch bite. The spawn's over, but still, you can get an easy limit of perch. And like I said, find that clean water. Jeff's Fishing reported two striped bass taken off Dockweiler. The fish ate cut anchovies and went 6 and 8 pounds each. Solid perch action in the bay there. They're seeing lots of corbina, tiny sand crabs, and that's kind of the case up and down the coast. The crabs are showing, but they're very small to start with here. Big fish reported hot spot fin bite in and around L.A. Harbor. They had a 22-inch fish and a 25-inch spot fin. Both went over 5 pounds. Beautiful fish. One was on a sand crab, the other on a ghost shrimp. Halibut bite still strong. Shoreline Drive's been really good there, 72nd place. Bolsa Chica, Sunset, all of that kicking out legal halibut. Hogan's reported corbina in Capo Bay. The fish are skittish. You know, the new one, when they first arrive, they're usually like this. A few were taken, a 2.5-pounder on fresh mussels, so that's something to think about with all those little tiny crabs around. More legal white sea bass in the shallows off Cotton Point. Swim baits are the key there. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported varied conditions, some kelpie off color water, but overall more 25 and 30 inch halibut in the lagoons, on the beaches. Good show of spot fin, yellowfin croaker. There was a 4-pound spot fin taken off the Oceanside Pier there. And then catch of the week, the shark fisherman again, soaking a slab of needlefish at the mouth of Del Mar River, at the Del Mar River mouth. Took a 20-pound striped bass.
Oh, that's the holy grail.
Crazy, Gundy. Hey, Gundy, what a great report.
Awesome, Gundy.
Appreciate it every week. Right on time.
Striped bass, go shark fishing.
There it is.
I love it. Thanks, Gundy.
Hey, we're going to be right back with Bruce Smith when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
This is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.